Lost City, Ciudad Perdida, is located near Santa Marta, Colombia, and reaching this archaeological site involves a multi-day trek through the jungle. Hayres, a comprehensive guide on transportation options to get to the starting point of the trek, ticket booking and discounts, as well as information on local amenities near the site. #### directions and transportation 1. From Santa Marta, the journey to the starting point of the Lost City trek usually begins with a drive from Santa Marta to the small town of El Mami. You can take a taxi or arrange for a shuttle service with tour operators in Santa Marta. 2. Public transportation. If you prefer public transportation, you can take a local bus from Santa Marta to the town of El Mami. Buses are available at the market in Santa Marta, and the journey takes around 2 to 3 hours. 3. On foot. For the more adventurous travelers, it's also possible to hike from Santa Marta to El Mami, but it's a long and challenging trek, so most people opt for transportation. ### ticket booking and discounts 1. Booking process. To visit the Lost City, you must go through a licensed tour operator. It's not possible to visit independently. Tour operators in Santa Marta offer different trekking packages, usually ranging from 4 to 6 days. 2. Advance booking. It's recommended to book your Lost City trek in advance, especially during peak tourist seasons. You can book your tour through various agencies in Santa Marta or online. 3. Discounts. Some tour operators offer discounts for students, so make sure to inquire about any available discounts if you're a student. ### local amenities 1. Parking. If you're driving to El Mami, there are parking facilities available in the town where you can leave your vehicle for the duration of the trek. 2. Restrooms. Basic restroom facilities are available in El Mami before you begin the trek. However, during the trek, you'll be mostly camping in the jungle, so be prepared for basic amenities. 3. Dining options. In El Mami, you can find small local restaurants where you can have a meal before or after your trek. They usually serve traditional Colombian food. If you have dietary restrictions, it's best to inform the restaurant staff in advance. 4. Water and snacks. Make sure to bring enough water and snacks for the trek, as there are limited opportunities to purchase food and drinks along the way. Exploring the Lost City is a rewarding experience, but it requires some preparation and planning. By following these transportation tips, booking your tour in advance, and being aware of local amenities, you can make the most of your visit to this ancient archaeological site.